Traditional Chinese and Indian music, while sounding very different, have similar features. One of the two main styles of Indian music, Carnatic music, is based on historical developments that can be traced back 500 or 600 years. It is melodic with improvised variations, and the main emphasis is on the vocals, as most compositions are written to be sung. Even when played on instruments, the compositions are performed in a singing style. Traditional Chinese music is melodic, and it is thought that Chinese vocal music probably developed from poems that were sung, as well as verses with music. Instrumental pieces played on an erhu or dizi are popular, and are often available outside of China, but the pipa and guzheng are more traditional and more popular in China itself. Traditional music in China is played on solo instruments or in small ensembles of plucked and bowed stringed instruments, flutes, and various cymbals, gongs, and drums. Traditional Chinese and Indian music, while sounding very different, have similar features. One of the two main styles of Indian music, Carnatic music, is based on historical developments that can be traced back 500 or 600 years. It is melodic with improvised variations, and the main emphasis is on the vocals, as most compositions are written to be sung. Even when played on instruments, the compositions are performed in a singing style. Traditional Chinese music is melodic, and it is thought that Chinese vocal music probably developed from poems that were sung, as well as verses with music. Instrumental pieces played on an erhu or dizi are popular, and are often available outside of China, but the pipa and guzheng are more traditional and more popular in China itself. Traditional music in China is played on solo instruments or in small ensembles of plucked and bowed stringed instruments, flutes, and various cymbals, gongs, and drums.